on just popping out. As Terry Collier said in Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads about his ill-fated marriage to Jutta, they had communication problems because he certainly wasn't going to learn German, and all she picked up of English were a few handy phrases like, "Where are you going? What time will you be back? And have you got any money?" Well, it's clear to me at least that all Terry wanted to do was pop out every now and again. Weddings are generally a fine excuse for popping out, or indeed popping off somewhere. For, even in the presence of a free and open bar, men cannot resist the wicked lure of the pub across the road from the do. "Why do you want to go somewhere else?" the women will ask, resigning themselves to dancing to the Grease Megamix with each other, or the bloke in the unfeasibly tight trousers who fancies himself as a bit of a ballroom Casanova. It's irresistible, though, because, as I recall, the best times I've had at weddings have been the ones when I'm not actually at them. At a posh end of the spectrum wedding a few years ago, we were ushered out of the church and I sidled up to a brother-in-law and said, "Come on, let's pop off for a pint." "Aren't they doing photos?" he asked. "Do you really want to hang around here for half an hour until you're called up to stand at the back behind some lass in a big hat?" "I thought not. Come on, there's a lovely pub just around the corner." Which is where we stood moments later, foot on the rail, pints of guest ales in hand. "Gentlemen, start your engines." In an instant, a fellow guest burst through the swinging doors. "Come on," she announced, "there's a taxi waiting." "What about the photos?" I inquired as weakly as I could manage while scarfing down a pint of ESB. "Photos? Turns out they'd been done in the morning, thus pissing on another great tradition. Photos after the service, if you please, and take as long as you like so we can all have a break. It's not all about you, you know." Now, I know this is an old film, but if you're ever considering giving The Accidental Tourist a go, well, don't. The main character, it might be Gina Davis, but I can't even bear to look it up. Well, she's kooky, and, well, that's enough, isn't it? We sat in the local arts centre watching this piece of crap, and 20 minutes in, I turned to my companion and said, "I'm just popping out for a minute." "Are you okay?" she asked. "Bathroom," I replied. So, out of the theatre, through the foyer and the front door like Will-o'-the-Wisp, pub, pint, fag, jukebox, idle chat with the barmaid, thank Christ for that. Back to the theatre. "You okay?" she asked. "Oh, you know," I replied. "Not really. I'll see you in a minute. Sorry." "Hello again," said the barmaid. "Same again." Pint, fag, etc. and back just in time to miss the end of the film. Now, when Sandra and I first got together, a brother-in-law called round one Sunday morning. You know, at about 10 minutes to opening time. "I'm just popping out with Mike," I said. "Okay," Sandra replied with an expectant look. I'll be an hour or so," I said. So I was somewhat sideswiped when I returned and a layer of ice had formed over the roast beef. But at least we got it understood and out of the way nice and early. When I said I'm popping out and I'll be an hour or so, Sandra used to think it meant I'd be no more than an hour and 10 minutes. Whereas what I actually meant was that I'd be at least 90 minutes and quite possibly a good deal longer. Thankfully, nowadays, I have more in both the way of manners and sense, and, through no happy accident, the same number of testicles I was born with.